better.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We have a fascinating guest later where we explore the world of UFOs, exopolitics, and the New World Disorder. And when you talk about New World Disorder, you kind of think, is this planet in a real mess right now? I mean, economic problems across the world, possible global warming, whether man-made or otherwise, horrible weather. Is everything coming down around us? Is right? You know. Okay, well, you see, there's the end of the show right there.
It seems like it, Gene. It really does. Dang.
I'll tell you, it seems to be in this day and age that it looks like the entire fabric of our economic system is falling down around us.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the audit goes of all the gold underneath the New York Fed. That's going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah. You know, they've been trying to pass a bill in Congress to audit the Fed. The Federal Reserve, you know, it kind of operates outside our system.
Kind of, sort of, actually. Corporation.
It certainly does. And the question being, what are they doing? What are they spending money on? Heck, could the Federal Reserve be supporting the secret investigations into Area 51 and the Roswell crash? That's a way to hide money. Nobody's auditing that.
You know, build all those underground facilities.
That's just to hide the rich people who want to have a place to go if the entire world comes crumbling down upon them.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
And consider what happens if you're visiting this planet from elsewhere and you're trying to get the lay of the land, make a decision on whether to contact us, and you see the edifice of our civilization crumbling before their very eyes. Would they wait to see what happens? Would they intervene to protect us? Would they even care? Would they just wait till we destroy ourselves and take everything over?
Probably none of the above.
That's a good possibility.
I don't even think they're watching.
Now, on last week's episode, we talked to Kevin Randall, and he is fun. He's a fun guest because he doesn't mince words. If he doesn't agree with something, he tells you. Like, for example, he's not convinced that the Aztec-New Mexico crash of 1948 actually took place. He gave very specific reasons. What bothers me is that to this day, Scott and Suzanne Ramsey, who wrote that book about the Aztec crash, have not surfaced to defend their book. I left them an email. I left them a phone message, said, look, we're going to have Kevin Randall on. Would you like to address the issues he has to raise? He's talked to them about it, so it's not that they don't know.
Well, and I'm sure they read his review as well.
Oh, of course they did. And nothing in the review really is significantly different than what he told them already. He said, look, this is the problem I have. These are the issues that make it difficult for him to accept the case. And that opens the door for them to say, well, you know what? You got it wrong. This is why we have these witnesses. We have this evidence. But then it has to go back to something else. There's a fascinating article on Kevin Randall's blog this week, and you get there by kevinrandall.blogspot.com. Blogspot, of course, is Google's free blogging service if you want to know what a blogspot is. And the article is about creating memories, and it gets into a very complicated issue, and he uses an article from Wired Magazine as a possible source for some of this. The article, by the way, came from the March 2012 issue of Wired called The Forgetting Pill Erases Painful Memories. Now, think about that for a moment. What if, for example, you have a bad relationship, a marriage breaks up, a significant other or close friend dies? Now, we could say as a practical purpose, okay, someone in your family or a friend dies, you want to always remember them, the good things about them, but you don't want the sadness to consume you. What if you can take a pill? What if, for example, a relationship breaks up? A marriage breaks up? You're really sad. You take a pill. I'm not talking about some kind of intoxicant. You take a pill, and it targets the memory that makes you feel bad, so you no longer feel bad. Do we want that to happen?
I don't know. I think most people already have that. It's called their television.
subliminal messages.
Yeah,
on the
set. They're
use the force, Luke. It says that right there. See, you watch certain cable news channels, and on the bottom for about 1/30th of a second, it says use the force, Luke. No, it doesn't. But the other issue is the accuracy of memories.
I would have to see the science behind some sort of targeted pill that can take out specific memories. That doesn't sound feasible.
Maybe not now, but maybe eventually as we understand what memory is. We understand that memory is imperfect, that you can tell somebody a joke, for example. This is an old test. They've done it on some of the old variety TV shows, like The Tonight Show, where somebody tells a joke to one person. They whisper the joke to them. And then that joke is whispered to the next person in turn. And by the time they go through 5 or 10 generations, the story has very little relationship to the original.
Yeah, it's the old game telephone.
That's right. And the other issue being, well, if somebody reports a UFO sighting that may have happened 50, 60, 70 years ago, their memories being contaminated by popular culture, would what they tell us now have any resemblance to what they knew then? Now, Kevin Randall and his dream team understand this because what they do is they try to find more than one person giving a similar story, allowing for the inefficiencies of human perception. What about written records of the time to confirm what they may know? And by doing that, you can get a pretty good approximation of what might have happened. And this is one of the reasons why Aztec falls down is because, yes, you can find a couple of three people who might remember it, but there's no written record to refer to at the time. And I'm not mentioning the book by Frank Scully, which is basically quoting other people who quoted other people. It's not a direct account. We're talking about direct memories and a written record. With Roswell, there are written records of where a person might have been that year, what kind of work he did, maybe a newspaper story or something. There's something to follow up with. With Aztec, there isn't, which is another reason why one might be skeptical. There's no support. Right. But just depending on one person's memory of something may not be adequate unless you can test that person's memory to see how good an observer they are. I mean, I think, for example, of my first remembrance of the Kennedy assassination, 1963, I'm a young guy, not as old as I look. And I remember my father coming home from work that day and saying something roughly, I just heard the president was shot, turn on the TV. That's not exactly what he says. It's what I remember him saying or paraphrasing. Now, it's not something I've discussed with him or anybody else, so I guess the memory was not contaminated, and probably today I would say that's what happened. My father's not around to confirm or deny the memory. But once your memory is subjected to constant repetition, to constant influences by other people, suddenly the memory becomes less accurate. And I still wonder, you'll have to tell me once the next time we get our friendly neighborhood Indian tricksters on, how they could spread oral tradition from father to son, et cetera, et cetera. Love to know how to do that. Maybe that's an ability we've lost.
They memorize it.
Okay. Like a play.
Yeah.
Sure.
I remember where I was when Kennedy was assassinated. I was in a Safeway in L.A. I was 5 years old.
That's 500?
No.
Okay.
They were pulling a dead guy out of a trunk when we left the store.
Oh,
it was kind of weird. He smelled really bad.
Chris, today we're going to look at exopolitics. What have you in store for us, Chris?
Yes, Mr. Ed, quite the character. I've been aware of Ed's work for a number of years, and we've talked at length a number of times. Ed is one of the founders of the whole, I guess, movement of exopolitics within the field of ufology. He's out of the whole bunch. I think Ed is probably the most level-headed, and of course we're not going to name names like Weber, Sala, Greer. Steve Bassett's also fairly level-headed as well. But Ed is a real top researcher, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about his new book, which is available in an e-version, and we're going to kind of go in and out of this whole field of exopolitics and find out if there's anything that is going to stick to the wall once we throw it against it.
We're going to look at exopolitics. Coming up next, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, this summer, you and your team will probably be working from different locations. And that's why I recommend GoToMeeting, where you can meet online with clients and colleagues from just about anywhere. GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix allows you to collaborate on files and plans online. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group HD video conference. You can even participate in HD Faces meetings from your iPad. How about that? Work smarter this summer with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You know, my listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code PODCAST. Once again, the promo code is PODCAST. You go to GoToMeeting.com, you click the Try It Free button. Take it from me, this is going to be your savior for doing those online meetings in the summer.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ed Komarek returns to the Paracast. He, of course, as you learn in our episode December 4th, 2011, is a longtime paranormal investigator, and we labeled him at the time as a self-appointed spokesperson for the exopolitics movement. As always, we have lots of new listeners, Ed, so maybe before we go on, explain to our listeners 101, exopolitics 101, what's it mean?
Okay, I don't know if I would be, you know, I'm just one of the spokespeople, you know, one of the founders, you know, that were involved in the early days over a decade ago. But basically, exopolitics is just the politics of the universe. And in the 1980s, I got interested. You know, well, I've been interested in studying UFOs for about over 40 years now, since I walked into a little metaphysical bookstore in Fairbanks, Alaska in 1967. But in the 1980s, I came to realize there were a lot of different extraterrestrial types being reported with apparently a lot of different agendas and motivations. And since I had a background in ecology, it was not a hard jump for me to understand that these different extraterrestrials had different kind of relationships between themselves and between us, just like animals and plants, you know, in the ecological field have interrelationships. So I was already doing exopolitics until the word got coined apparently or brought out in the open by Alfred Weber around the turn of the century, you know, about 2000, 2001 or something like that. And that kind of galvanized several of us to come together and get organized. And I worked to help found the Exopolitics Institute with Dr. Michael Sala along with Paula Harris and others. And it's come a long way. It's got a lot of good new young people coming in. It's got some serious credibility problems, you know, with some of the founders that are promoting cases that are, you know, not credible at all. And
that's a bit of an understatement, Ed. I just had to kind of interject that.
I'm trying to be nice, and I'm not bringing up any names here. But so the best I could do was try to pull, you know, from my 40 years of experience, pull everything that I knew and the best cases to back up my concepts into a book. And so, as you know, that's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work just to write the book. It's a lot of work just to get the book edited, and it's a lot of work right now to market the thing. So I've done is pull a lot of the material in my over 200-plus blog articles that I've got on my blog, exopolitics.blogspot.com/, and along with some new material as I was writing the book, and into a tight, concise format that's much better edited and written than my blog articles. And I felt it is important for me to do this because I saw what happened with my dad. My dad, when he got about 70 years old, he started to get distracted, and he didn't really pull all of his work into a popular book, which he was intending to do. And so, and his abilities sort of peaked out at 65, and I'm going to be 64 in November. And so I'm kind of at the peak of my ability now. And so I want to just pull everything that I knew together for posterity and for young people, because I really appreciate what young people, you know, as a young person, the works that I read and studied that really put me far ahead where I normally would be. So this is kind of like give back to society, and I'm not really interested in making any money off of this. I'm just, you know, interested in getting the word out. What monies that do come in, I'm putting right back out into marketing and whatnot. And I'll probably make it free at some point, but right now it's available on Amazon in both the print version and Kindle version. It's been discounted on Amazon to about $11.50. That's a lot for a 372-page book. That's a really good deal. And on Kindle, it's $5. And sometimes I have promotions where I can make it free on Kindle. So if people go to my, you know, friend me on Facebook and keep an eye on my Facebook wall, if they got a Kindle, they can get it for free.
Okay, and, so you're not putting this book out just to make money.
No, the thing is, I've done nothing but spend money all my life on exopolitics and on UFOs, and probably thousands of dollars. I mean, I spent $2,000 or $3,000 just helicopter flying up in western British Columbia looking for those alien bodies, you know, that Larry Wekwa had told me about up in the mountains there. And, you know, and so over the years, you know, I made a little money buying and selling land, fixing land up and selling it, and I live very cheaply for about $500 a month in my own little cabin that I built on my own little piece of land. So I don't need a lot of money. And so basically, all, you know, any money that comes in on this is going right back out, because I just believe in the cause. I really believe that people need to know, and we got to really get beyond, you know, did a UFO crash at Roswell, or did Eisenhower meet with aliens in 1954, or what was that light in the sky? You know, and start really digging into what are the issues and implications of extraterrestrial contact as reported by so many credible whistleblowers and contact people and cut through all the disinformation and trash, you know, that's being put out by scammers. You know, I had a little run-in with a scammer that actually kept me from going to lecture in Norway.
Would you explain this in more detail? Fascinating. A scammer prevented you or tried to prevent you from lecturing in Norway?
Yeah, what happened was, you know, I had heard about him. It's, this captain who claimed that UFO had come up under his boat and burnt the underside of the hull of his boat and broke off his, rudder. And it was in the Netherlands, a little bit about the Netherlands press. And he got on the internet and I got in kind of interested on it, thought it might be true. And then I was going to lecture in Norway for some friends over there, Facebook friends. And they had already got the ticket, for me and everything else. And this guy started just lying to them, and they still believed him. And I've kind of made me out to be the bad guy. And it felt so unstable that I decided I just, better not go at my age. You know, if I was younger, I wouldn't, have done it. But they found out, when he came and lectured, and they found out that he was a scammer. And so I'm on good terms with him. So hopefully next spring, if they have another conference in Norway, I'll go to it then. But you can find him, on the internet. He had this Seahawk Foundation that he was promoting, and there was no legal entity. We found out there was no legal entity. And, no paperwork, no nothing. And he's since just has disappeared, but he's still kind of a monkey wrench into my operations, for a while this spring. But, it was just as well because, I still was editing on my book and I really wanted to have my book when I lectured. And I was still 2-3 months away from that as it turned out. So that I finally got the book out and published at the last of June or early July. So it's only been out a little over a month now. And so I'll probably go on to a lecture circuit. It's kind of hard, for me to get out and go to lecturing and promote myself because I'd rather stay, on backstage. I'm really not too interested in getting out and being the one out in the limelight.
You don't like being a public speaker, Ed. We have Ed Komarek. I don't like being a public speaker, too, by the way. I like doing radio because nobody has to look at me and nobody has to be around me. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We have Ed Komarek. He is the author of a new book on exopolitics and lots of other subjects that we're going to be getting into as we progress. And by the way, if you want to find the book at Amazon, we'll put a link on our site. But it's called UFOs, Exopolitics, and the New World Disorder. And before we do anything else, I want to look at that title, New World Disorder. Speak to me.
Well, the reason I use that title is because, you know, we have this, I don't know if you've studied that much on the Bilderberg group. It was founded in Norway in 1954, incidentally, the same year that Eisenhower supposedly had met with aliens. And it's a group of global industrialists and bankers and European royalty. And the guy that founded it was Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, but he's actually was a German and was German SS in Germany before the war. And so the core of this group is really bad. And, you know, it's really got some problems. And they're the ones that come up with this idea of a new world order. They've come up with a European Union, a common currency. They want a North American Union. Basically, they want to create this so-called New World Order, which is just the old world feudalistic order repackaged. They want to create this global plantation for them being the masters and the rest of us to be the serfs or the slaves. And it's the same old disorder. It's not an order. It creates, you know, autocracy just creates disorder because you have these inequities that are inherent in autocracy of some people having a lot and a few, you know, and a lot of, you know, and a lot of people, you know, having almost nothing. And so you're constantly having revolutions and chaoses and, you know, and disturbances and whatever, and seeing who's going to be the top dog, and then the top dog's always got to worry about another dog coming out and taking him out.
Yeah, I understand that. Right now, the European Union, which does exist, obviously, is having a heap of trouble. They have to deal with problems in Greece, problems in Spain, They have to deal with the euro, this unified currency, and whether it's going to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And all this has to do, and was all thought up by these wealthy bankers and industrialists and some European royalty, particularly royalty in Germany and in the Netherlands and maybe even in England. So I found, you know, my path to this group, this Bilderberg group, has been through the UFO community because I've been trying to figure out where, you know, who's behind the cover-up, you know. And other people have reached Bilderberg. This guy, Daniel Esselin, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. He wrote a book that had sold over 5 million copies, and it's going to be in September. It's supposed to be out as a documentary. And, you know, he came from a fairly completely different place, you know, and I'm coming from another place, and I've been backtracking up, you know, following the money, you know, following the power as to where this cover-up comes from and why we still have this cover-up after all these years and whatever. And basically, I've discovered that there's really three main reasons for the cover-up.
Let's just backtrack a little bit here, because first of all, we have to establish ground rules here before we start jumping into the cover-up. So, number one, UFOs. You're accepting beyond any question that UFOs are extraterrestrial. Is that correct?
Yeah, for me, that's true. I've seen just too much evidence. I've seen too much credible whistleblower testimony. I've talked to too many contact people. I don't even have a problem with that. My problem is more, what are the details and trying to sort out.
I know, but we still have to go back to that question, because there are a lot of different opinions as to what UFOs might be, and ET is one of them. And
ectopolitics is based on that assumption, on an assumption, you know, like you're saying, that extraterrestrials do exist. They're coming here to Earth. There's many different types, and they're interacting amongst themselves and with us, you know. And if you can't, you know, handle that, you know, it might not be ready, you know, it might not be time for you to get into it. But for the people,
okay,
that
so the point is here is that if you do not accept that premise, that UFOs or ET, and therefore we have to consider the implications of that fact, then there's no point in discussing the rest, because it lives or dies with that assumption. But wouldn't it be better to find better evidence to convince people of this? Because right now, a third of the people in the U.S. believe UFOs are ET. Two-thirds do not.
That was a National Geographic study, wasn't there? Something I wanted to.
It was. They commissioned the study by an independent survey organization. Yeah. Certainly, with the kind of show that is, Chasing UFOs, they would want to have a result that was even better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is what we're up against. You know, is a powerful group of people with a powerful interest into keeping this covered up.
Yeah, but you see, that's based on assumptions, because we're first assuming that UFOs are ET without necessarily considering what kind of evidence is required to prove that, and not that it satisfied Ed. It obviously satisfies Ed that there is something of that nature going on. It satisfies Stanton Friedman and a lot of other people. But as I said, a lot of people are not satisfied. And I wonder if we're maybe putting the cart before the horse in this argument, which is, how do we convince more people that UFOs really represent ET? Wouldn't that make it easier to get disclosure?
The first thing is, I think we talked about this before, you know, and an intelligence operative, you know, is flying by the seat of his pants. You know, he doesn't know there's a machine gun nest over the other hill over there. You know, but he's got quite a bit of evidence that there is one there, and he's not about to go running over that hill until the evidence hits him in the chest. But so he's going to operate on the assumption that it's there and work from there. You know, now you can say, well, you know, he just got a wild imagination, and, you know, and there's no real machine gun nest over there, and I'm going to walk out there and prove it. And you walk out there and bam, the evidence hits you in the chest. It's too late. So what you got to do on some of this is you got to get out front. You got to work with, you know, less than solid, completely solid evidence, because what's coming down the pike is, you know, and when the bullet hits you, it's going to be too late to deal with it. And that's why, you know, even if you don't believe that, you know, or you don't have enough evidence to become convinced that extraterrestrials do exist and that they are interacting with humanity, it's important to start thinking a little farther ahead, you know, because it's kind of like, you know, I look at it in ecological terms, you know, and I see there's a predator behind that bush over there. And I'm not really sure if he's there. You know, I see the bush wiggle a little bit, and I see a movement behind it, and I'm saying, listen, guys, there's a predator there behind that bush. You know, I'm going to back off a little bit. And they say, no, you know, there's nothing behind over there. I back off, and then they get eaten. So the thing is you got to work, you know, fly by the seat of your pants when you're doing intelligence work to get a little ahead of the game. And some people are good at it and some people aren't. And, you know, I hope that I'm at least 80% correct, you know, in this book. You know, I've tried to stick with time-tested cases that are not going to blow up in my face, and people that sound credible, and sources that you can confirm, with other sources, in other independent sources. I don't like to get too far out on a limb on any one particular case, but you've got to, I think it's just really important for what's coming down the pike to get a little ahead of the game and realize that we're being preyed on. Our perceptions are being manipulated through techniques of perception management for the last 60 or 70 years, you know, by globalist elites who don't want the truth out because it seriously impacts their interest.
But you know, and what? We can also do some kind of reverse double whammy theory here, which is maybe they, the powers that be, whoever they are, Bilderbergers, the Silence Group, the international bankers, want us to believe that E.T. is coming here to divert our attention away from whatever they're really doing. Wouldn't that be just as possible as saying, well, the evidence is pointing to E.T. as a working theory, it's valid to point in that direction and consider the implications. Maybe it's the reverse. We have to look at that. Ed Komarek, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, disasterstuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. Disasterstuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? Disasterstuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Ed Komarek joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. His new book is called UFOs, Exopolitics, and the New World Disorder. Before we did the break, I posted the reverse whammy question here, which is, would it be possible that this concentration on ET is deliberate? They want us to think it's ET because they're doing something else that we don't realize.
Okay, there is something very similar going on. Wouter von Braun told Carol Rosen, you know, way back when she was involved with him, that I think she was working at Fairchild Industries, and they say they were using the Cold War in order to gain more control over people. And when that ran out, they were going to use terrorism. And when that ran out, they were going to use alien invasion.
Okay, but you see, that creates a lot of political interplay there. Because we could say, well, look what happened after 9/11. Well, we have the Patriot Act, where we gave up certain freedoms for more control by the government to find the alleged terrorists in our midst.
Yeah, and so what I'm afraid of, I'm getting very concerned about right now with these series like Dark Skies and these alien invasion scenarios, you know, in which the craft shoot up cities and stuff like that, that we're being prepared for a scenario like 9/11, but on even a wider scale, just to scare the pants off of everybody all around the globe and do what President Reagan said, you know, what if people had an external threat and a threat of aliens, you know, wouldn't we unite behind a, you know, common purpose?
Okay, so the theory being here that if we make people believe that we're under threat of being attacked by ET, the authorities can use that information to take control, declare martial law, do something that would cause everybody to lose their freedoms.
Yeah, that's right, and they're doing that, and that's part of the program. And that was told, you know, Wouter von Braun was on to that, you know, way back, I guess, in the 50s.
After he left the presidency, Eisenhower warns against the military-industrial complex. Gotta watch out for them. Is this part of that?
Yeah, that was Bilderberg, the Bilderbergs. They were founded in 1954.
Okay, so this is what he was referring to. Okay, but then we're looking at something that may be independent of UFO reality. UFOs do not have to be real for the illusion of their presence or threat to be created, right?
Well, I've seen enough evidence, and I've hopefully got enough evidence in this book for people to realize that all these people aren't lying. Some of these people got to be telling the truth. And
well, the question is here, yes, they're seeing something, but how do we determine the cause? And even then, assuming it is ET, and I'll go with that for the sake of argument, because there's a lot of stuff that's pretty crazy going on there. Okay, it's ET visiting us. How can we make assumptions about what that means? There are lots of possibilities. Once we talk about ET, is it one race? Is it many races? Are they evil towards us? Are they friendly? Maybe they just don't care. Maybe this is the recreation spa of the universe. They come here to look at those crazy earthlings.
That's what I pulled all this together to try to make some sense out of all this. And got a lot of quotes in here from high-level people, you know, people that have been involved. You know, Ben Rich said there are two types of UFOs, the ones we build and the ones they build. We learned from both crash retrievals and actual hand-me-downs. The government knew, and until 1969, took an active hand in the administration of that information. After 1969 Nixon purge, administration was handled by an international board of directors in the private sector. Now, this is none other than Ben Rich, the Skunk Works, head of the Skunk Works. And I've got a lot of cases like this, you know, of credible people, high-level people, sometimes on their deathbed, explaining what the situation is. So do we have time to just run through the book kind of briefly here? Chapter one, I have Evolution on Other Worlds. I have a couple of good reptilian cases. I've got some human-type extraterrestrial cases. I've got some insect-type extraterrestrial cases. And my thesis of the first chapter is that we don't have to go to other worlds to understand how species evolve on other worlds, because they're coming here, and we can, by studying what's here, we can learn something about the evolution of other species on other worlds and our place in relation to all this. And then the next chapter is military interactions with extraterrestrials. I've got, you know, like the Fontaine's briefing. Fontaine's was a doctor in Brazil, very respected and UFO investigator, and two intelligence men met with him, and they pretty much told him what the situation was at that time in the around, I think it was mid-1950s. I've got it down here in the book. And then I go into chapter three, breakaway civilization, secret space program. And I provide the best evidence I've found that there's been a parallel space program that started maybe in 1938 in Germany, with a crash in Germany, and the Germans started their saucer programs, you know, using exotic electromagnetic propulsion systems, and then that was taken over by the Americans after the war.
There is absolutely not one shred of evidence that is slam dunk. It's irrefutable.
The evidence is all right here in my book. If you read my book, then
yeah, but not everybody's going to read your book, Ed. Not everybody's going to read your book. So you need to summarize right now something that's compelling to prove this.
Okay, well, let me just run over what the book's about. Okay,
Ed, let's go chapter by chapter. We're talking about one topic and one question that Chris raised. Let's deal with that rather than just overwhelm everyone with 30 different subjects, okay?
Okay, let's start on Evolution on Other Worlds. Okay, at the beginning of the chapter, you know, I have some quotes of, you know, credible people. The first one I have here is, we find ourselves faced by powers which are far stronger than we had hitherto assumed and whose base is at present unknown to us. More I cannot say at present. We are now engaged in entering into closer contact with those powers, and in 6 or 9 months' time, that may be possible to speak with more precision on the matter.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay. How do we know that we're in touch with?
Let me say whose quote this is. The father of rocket science, Wernher von Braun, in reference to the deflection of the U.S. Juno 2 rocket from orbit. Okay, that's Wernher von Braun. Okay, here we have another one. It's my thesis that flying saucers are real, and they are spaceships from another solar system. I think that the possibility are manned by intelligent observers who are members of a race and may have investigated Earth for centuries.
Okay, I understand that. I understand that people have made that theory. Ed, please.
I've got to give the evidence here to you.
Yeah, but the evidence is not a quote. Okay, somebody's quote or opinion is not evidence. I could give you an opinion that's just interesting.
Well, we're never going to get anywhere. If you need physical evidence, Gene, I mean, you know, you wait till the bullet hits the end of the chest, you know, what can I say?
I'm going to ask you, though, for the evidence, not that somebody says I believe this, but what evidence is there to prove that what they believe is true? Let's look at that.
Well, we're talking talking about witness testimony, high-level people in the know, that's evidence. You know, I mean, if you want physical evidence, we're never going to get anywhere.
No, evidence of someone saying, I think something is thus and so, is not evidence of anything. It's evidence of an opinion. If someone says, based on what we've analyzed, based on the information that's come to us, it appears that this is what the UFO mystery is all about. That may be something.
Like it is. They're saying this is the way that they're in a position to know. You know, so, you know, that's evidence. You know, what can I say? If you're going to be stuck and you're not going to be able to think any further outside of the box unless you use evidence that's not rock hard, completely solid. If you're waiting for rock hard, completely solid evidence, you're never going to be able to move forward.
No, I'm not expecting that because we haven't had it up to now, and it's going to be very difficult to come by it. What I'm interested in is where somebody in the know doesn't just state something as something they might believe or expect or hope for, but based on their investigation, based on their inside knowledge, that they know that something's going on that has a certain impact. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. You follow me?
There's different kinds. You got to go by, if you want just cases, like there's a case here of an insect-like extraterrestrial in this first chapter, insect-type extraterrestrial, a young girl in Poland saw out in the field, and she describes this insect-type of extraterrestrial as looking kind of like a praying mantis, and this is what a number of abductees have said the same thing. You know, I described this same kind of creature and whatever, and I'm saying that, okay, here we have insect-like extraterrestrials. We have reptilian cases of people that encounter reptilian type of extraterrestrials. We've had people that have encountered, like Johnny Sands, the country singer who had an encounter with an amphibian type of extraterrestrial, that these creatures, as being reported by people, are evolving on other worlds in ways similar to here on Earth, except because nature is using the same kind of strategies, there as here on Earth in similar environments. Like, you have exoskeletons and you have endoskeletons, each have survival strategy.
Okay, well, we'll get to this survival strategy and we'll move on. Ed Komarek, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.